As you'll be aware, we've been looking at the series this year of Guard Your Heart. Because everything that's happening in here comes out. Guarding your heart. Everything that is shown in here comes out. Luke just told us about a meeting. Stop. Pray. Ask the Lord's direction and understanding, seeing what comes out. So guard your heart. We sang a song earlier. What was the song? This is the day, a kid's song. Is it a kid's song, adult song, and everyone's song? Who had memories flooding back from that song? Who's never sung it before? There's a few of you. Okay. This is the day. As I've been away for a month, I was reflecting on what message should I be bringing back as the first message after a break. I felt so strongly to come with this message today that this is the day. What does that mean for us? In our own journeys. This is the day. Hands up if you had a really busy week this week. Yeah. Hands up if just getting to church this morning was frantic. Like just getting here. Yeah. That's okay. And in this week, has it been like this? A bit of a blur? Right, you know? Can you remember what you did on Tuesday? Wednesday, maybe? Has it just disappeared? If I said to you, what did you have for dinner on Wednesday, do you remember? Some hands like this?
Food, probably.
We need just to stop, slow down a bit, recognize that the day, this is the day, and just sit in it and recognize it for what it is. Because when a day goes past, you can't get it back again. And I think we're living in a world where we're just trying to make the days go quicker, or we're not even trying to make it. We've always got something coming up and we're not stopping and enjoying what we have right here and right now. So let's just pray for God to make it real for us, yeah? Lord, this is the day that you have made. It's a gift to each one of us. Everybody here, sitting here in this room right now, and those online watching, this is a day that you have given to us, which is a gift. What are we going to do with it? We're so busy. We've got so much rolling around that we're not stopping and reflecting on the gift of a day that you've given to us. I pray, Lord, this morning right now that you'll speak to us, right, not just to our heads but to our hearts, to a depth that gets in, and we won't be the same after what you're speaking to us about. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, the beauty of spending some time on our place in the bush is we actually have to slow down. We don't have electricity there. Well, we do. It's 12 volts, right? You cannot really plug a kettle in for a cup of tea. So you know what you have to do? You have to get some firewood out. And you have to put some wood in the oven And then you get your kettle and you have to wait for it to boil. But in the meantime, you can make some pizza and have some drink just to stop. You know, we live in a world of gadgets. Everything's sort of turn it on, press a button and walk away. Your washing machine, your microwave oven, your quick, fast fix. But there's something beautiful about just stopping and just making some wood and spending some time around a fire or spending some time quietly. But you know what the trouble is with our world of gadgets? We still want to fill in time with something else, don't we? Like if you put the washing in and you press the button, what else are you going to do? I've got time now, so what do? Tell me. Go and do the dishes. But then you stick them in the machine and you press the button again, right? Hang the washing on the line. No, you put it in the dryer. If you have one. I'm just saying we move to things and then we go to our gadgets, don't we? All right. Who wakes up to the little screen? Yeah? In the morning? Wake up to the little screen? This one? And then during the day, do you go to the middle-sized screen and spend all day on the middle-sized screen? A lot of us do this. And then when we get home, do we get excited and then we look at the big screen? And then sometimes when we're looking at the big screen, we look at the little screen at the same time. Hands up if you've done that. You all know what I'm talking about. You all know what I'm talking about. We have the gadgets. We have the busyness. I went to the barber this week and got a haircut. And as everybody's sitting there waiting for the barber, guess what comes out? The phones. Nobody's looking at each other, anybody. First thing is this. And then even when the barber's cutting hair, the phone rings. Somebody's got to pull out. Barber has to stop while they're talking on the phone. Psalm 118, 21 says, I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Did you know that's it? The stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Jesus talking about himself. It's marvelous in God's eyes. And this is the day that the Lord has made. God has put it together. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Can I turn that we to I? Can you do that in your own journey? Can you do that for yourself? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Can you do that today? Can you, with what's going on in your busyness, in the pressures that you're under, are you in a place that I will rejoice and be glad in it? I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all who is near. Now, do not be anxious about anything. Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you praise the Lord and not be anxious at the same time? But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. I know some of you are going, there's a song with that too, right? You know it, Steve. Rejoice in the Lord. I will say it again, rejoice, even in the hard stuff. And the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, by rejoicing in Him, the peace of God will come and set your heart at rest in Him. This peace that God gives through rejoicing and thanksgiving guards your heart. This is the day. Frank Borum writes in his book, Shadows on the Wall, about being invited, as he was a minister, a pastor, he was invited to, in New Zealand, to a church that was in the country. And he had to stay overnight, and he was invited to stay overnight in a widow's house. And the beautiful thing was, when he got there, she, as a widow, had given up her bedroom for him to stay in. And he acknowledged the privilege of that. She stayed then in one of the bedrooms on the side. And when he got up in the morning, he opened the curtains, and inscribed in the glass was written, "This is the day." And so, naturally inquisitive, he, at breakfast time, he says to this widow, he said, "I opened the windows this morning and I saw this is the day." And she said, "Yeah, I put that there." She said, "When my husband died, who was a previous pastor, when my husband died, my fear and my anxiety was so strong, and my loneliness. And then I read in the Psalms, it said, this is the day, this is the day, and I will be glad in it." And so I had a young man working in the house who was a glazier working on glass. And I ran down and I found his diamond blade, and I ran into my room and I scribbled on the glass, "This is the day." So that in my anxiety and in my fear, every morning I open the curtain and I read straight away, "This is the day." A reminder for her every morning, "This is the day." And a reminder for us, this is the day to guard your heart. To guard your heart. For some of you, "This is the day" is an easy thing to say. To see each day as something special. For some of you, it's exciting. You get up in the morning, you're full, your health is there, you're strong, and you're excited about the day. "This is the day" is easy. But some of us, "This is the day" is not easy. For some of us, our sickness, our illness, a message we may have just received, can be very hard to be glad in it, to rejoice in it. This morning, we got a message, Helen and I, a very dear friend of ours, a lady who we adopted as a grandmother for our children when we were up north. Her name was Jackie. Last year, I had the privilege of sitting with her, turning on her day, she turned 100 years old. This morning we got the message that she just passed away. This is the day that we will recognize Jackie's life. But this is the day and we will be glad in it, even though it's tough. Alberto, are you happy to come out the front now? Thank you. This is the day, each day is a special day. But some days are different to other days.
Thank you. It's on?
Yeah.
Morning, church. Morning. So this is the day. I should say this is the year or the month. As probably many of you know, I've been through many things that was a journey that was really hard. And a few weeks ago, I have been diagnosed with a prostatic problem. What was it? Pancreatic cancer, which according to the doctors, according to a medical point of view, is going to end my life soon. Well, sooner or later, we don't know how long it will take. So for me, it's really hard to say this. Because, you know, as Ben was saying, that day, it was the day that the Lord has made. Was I rejoicing? Well, to be honest, no, I was quite upset.
Yeah.
Was I worried? Yes, I was. Did I ask God why? Yes, I did. But honestly, I must say that I felt at peace, even if those emotions were going on. I was at peace in my heart. And I can really say that my faith stands still, firm in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Simply because He is my Savior, my Lord and Savior. And whatever happens in my life cannot cancel that thing. The day that my Lord Jesus saved me. And I know that our future is not on this earth. We can live as long as, you know, we can, you know, 100, 102.
Yeah.
But at the end, we all have to go. The point is when and how. But our future is in heaven, at the very presence of God, in the company of all the saints of all times. Yeah. And that will be what makes us rejoice every day.
Yeah?
Every day that the Lord has made,
every
we
day.
Will rejoice for those things, not because we will have a good life, everything goes smooth. No, because we are saved in Jesus Christ. So,
amen.
I want to say, if I can, I read.
Yeah. Yes, please.
I would like to leave with you a few verses from Psalm 27, these verses are what we read this morning in Romans, very like that. So Psalm 27 says, the first verse, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And then I've finished just with the last verses. "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord." So this is my standing. I wait on the Lord. My faith stands in Jesus Christ, and I will be rejoicing every day for his salvation. Mm. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Alberto.
Thanks.
As I said, for not everyone, this is the day is easy to rejoice or to be glad in it. Thank you, Alberto, for sharing that. And we're very aware that it wasn't too long ago that we did the funeral for your wife, Alina, and other close family members. We are with you as a church family, and we'll be praying for you. Know that. In Philippians 4:4, it goes on to say, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." See what the focus is? Focus on the good. Focus on the amazing. Focus on the things that God has given to us so that we can rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has given to us. What are you going to do with your worship? What are you going to do with your praise? What are you going to do with your pain? What are you going to do with your unforgiveness? What are you going to do with your addiction? What are you going to do with the stressors? What are you going to do with the things that just bring you down? Through praise and worship, things can change. An attitude of gratitude, of thankfulness to the Lord, no matter what you're going through, really defines who you are and how people see you. I'm going to play a video in a moment. This video is a challenge to each one of us. I want you to listen to the story and listen to what takes place and see how it transforms each and every one of us if we're willing to go there.
I was invited to a wonderful all-black church. I'm sitting there and a lady comes in. She sits down from me and she says hello, and I said hello. And I didn't understand, this lady's going to change my life forever. I will leave that service wanting to be like her. She turned to me and she said, "What are you doing here, white boy?" Now, in my whole life, no one had ever called me white boy. I said, well, white boy's going to preach this morning. She looked at me and she said, "You got the stuff, white boy?" I said, "I beg your pardon?" She said, "Don't play stupid, white boy." She said, "If the preacher ain't got the stuff, we don't have church. If you don't got it, you sit right down here and let somebody stand up there that's got the stuff." She said, "Now, you got it or not?" I said, "White boy's got the stuff." I didn't know what to say. She said, "They tell you how we do stuff here?" I said, "No." "Oh," she said, "well, let me tell you. Service going to start right on time." She said, "And we're going to sing for at least an hour." She said, "Sometimes we sing more than an hour." She said, "You love to sing, white boy?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I never get enough of it." Right. She says, "After we're done singing, we have testimonies." She said, "People talk about stuff they've been delivered from." She said, "Man, sometimes they stand up and, man, they confess crimes they've done. It's good." And she said, "Man, when they confess a crime, we take them right down to the jail and turn them in." She said, "You've not done any crimes, have you, white boy?" And I thought, "None that I'm talking about this morning, no." She said, "After that, we take the offering." She said, "You love to give, don't you?" And I'm thinking, I don't know what's in my pocket, but it's all going in this morning, man. She said, "Then comes the preacher." She said, "You hear me, white boy? We didn't come to get out. We come to go to church." She said, "If you come to get out, just best you not come. What an insult to God." She said, "Whatever stuff you got, make sure we get it. And don't cut it short." She said, "Now, could you do me a favor, white boy?" I said, "Sure." She said, "Could you move over?" I said, "Okay, somebody else coming?" She said, "No." She said, "'Cause when I get singing, I needs my room." She said, "You see, I'm addicted to praising him." She said, "I don't like it. I adore it." She said, "It's the passion of my life, praising him." I moved over. That dear sister, man, she got singing. And you know what? She's singing and crying, and pretty soon I'm crying. And I don't know why we're crying. Her passion pulled me in. Man, we're singing, and I'm like, boy, I want to praise the Lord like she does. I'm up by the preacher, and I said, you know that lady down there? He said, yeah, you're sitting down there by Abby, Sister Abby. I said, preacher, she's amazing. He said, well, did she share her testimony with you? I said, no. He said, well, David, let me tell you. He said, just a couple years ago, her husband and two junior high boys walked down to the bus stop. Early in the morning, some shotguns came out and killed her two boys and her husband. I met her at the hospital, and I said, Abby, what do you want to do? She said, let's have church. I need to get back to my passion. He said, did she tell you she has stage 4 cancer and no money for medicine? I said, no, she didn't tell me that. All she did was tell me about her Jesus. And all I know is I want to be like her. Would anybody want to be like you? And do you have a passion to praise?
Do you have a passion to praise? Even with all the hard things around you, do you have a passion to worship Jesus no matter what? This is the day. He's given each day to you as a gift. What are you doing with the days and the gift? Habakkuk 2:20 says, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Let's pray. Lord, give us the passion to be the first port of call in our moments of our day, be it the first thing in the morning, be it during the day, be it with good news or difficult news, be it in such a way that we have a passion to see you high and lifted up, to praise you, to recognize that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad in it. I will be glad in it. This is the day that you have given to us. Lord Jesus, please forgive us for trying to race through the days. Forgive us for not stopping and reflecting and recognizing your wonder, your beauty, your majesty. Help us to remove the anxieties and fears and move to a place where we see you holy and lifted up, where we are in a place where all the pressures that we're surrounded with, we can come to you with all that we have. And may we be people with stuff, the good stuff, the holy stuff, the Spirit, your Spirit with us. May we be able to stop and not let our fears and our pressures come out. May we be in such a way that we are your children, you are our Father, and we are in a passionate, wonderful place where we see you as King. Remove all the pressures we're under and let us meet you so deeply, so richly, so wonderfully. Let us recognize this is your day and you've given it to us and you share it with us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.